Town. Speaking of Morgantown, he is West Virginia educated, and he is no doubt dancing to this song as he waits on hold, and that is Penguins insider and Rolling Stones lover.
Oh, he is a lover of the Stones.
Who is already making plans to drive to Cleveland, of all places, to watch the Rolling Stones when they go on tour. Rob, why aren't they coming back to Pittsburgh?
Probably because they're going to Cleveland. I don't think they've been to Cleveland since the 80s, and they've been to Pittsburgh, let's see, 94, 97, 99, 2003, 2014, and 2021.
Rob, what was your gateway song to the Stones? Like, you heard this song and you said, that's it, I'm a Rolling Stones fan, I'm a diehard.
That's a great question. The album that was my gateway album was definitely XL on Main Street. My friend, teammate of mine, when I played high school football, TJ Conley at KO, he gave me the album, I think, sometime during my junior year and said, if you really are going to love the Stones, you have to love this album. And I remember turning to put the CD in and just going, wow. So it's probably on that album might have been it was probably All Down the Line, which isn't one of their bigger hits, but it's just kind of a good propulsion song. So,
Rob, your answer here has provoked another question. I've known you a long time. We've talked. We've broken bread. We've hung out at bars. I had no idea you played high school football.
Yes, I was picturing Rob Rossi, the high school football player, during that entire answer. What kind of player were you, Rob? What style?
I was a very bad football player. Great teammate. Knew all the plays. Often ended up being more like a coach than a teammate. I was about 145 pounds, soaking wet. And I played offensive guard and middle linebacker. And anybody that played for me under the late, great coach John Dorham will tell you that I was meant to go into writing about sports, not playing.
I'm imagining that one kid from Little Giants with the glasses, and he's like flexing in front of the mirror right now.
I had a really bad concussion my sophomore year.
Oh, geez.
Early during 3-a-days. I was hospitalized for it.
3-a-days?
I ended up having to wear a Kelso helmet, if you remember.
Mark Kelso, the Bill safety.
My mom taught Mark Kelso as a substitute teacher.
Yeah. So my nickname in high school was Rock because I think I fell like a bag of rocks when I got hit and got concussed. And then they kind of called me the Great Kazoo, too, because, again, like back then you wore these like really huge shoulder pads. I'll show you a picture one day. It's laughable how bad I looked in a football.
Maybe laughable, and you can tell. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe that's the appropriate word to describe what's going on with the Penguins rumors, because you have Nick Kypreos in Canada. And then you have what was described to me as possible engagement farming by Kevin Weeks with pictures of the Clemente Bridge and then a tweet before that talking about if things break right, a coach might break Mike Babcock's record for highest annual salary amid Mike Sullivan rumors to the Devils. So is it laughable, Rob, or is there something to it?
I don't think it's laughable. I mean, I just posted a story at The Athletic about an hour or so ago, and, you know, Kyle Dubas told me that the Devils have not asked for permission nor been granted permission to speak with Mike Sullivan. But, I certainly haven't reported that it's not possible. I think that, you know, the fact that the Devils hadn't asked for permission and the Penguins haven't granted it means that we're just in this period right now where Mike Sullivan's still the coach of the Penguins, and wherever it goes from there, I can't tell you, but
did you expect Dubas to just flatly say to you, Mike Sullivan is our coach, he's not going anywhere, and he didn't?
Well, no, I specifically asked about the Devils.
Okay.
And I talked to people over the weekend about this situation, and look, I'll just say this. The reality of the situation is that this was a coach that signed a contract under a previous management, and most GMs do eventually want their own guy in the job, but that doesn't mean something's going to happen. All I know is that, again, somebody with the Devils told me that if Mike Sullivan were a free agent, they would have a lot of interest in him, which is in that story, and that Dubas said they haven't ask for permission. You know, I think probably beyond that, it would just be speculation, and I don't want to get into that.
Rob, how do you think, just hypothetically, that, like, say this actually permission was granted and they work something out, everyone expects Sidney Crosby to sign an extension very soon after or on July 1st. If there was no more Mike Sullivan here, how would that affect Crosby, do you think? How would he feel about that?
Not at all. I'm highly confident that anything that's being discussed, I'm highly confident that if there's anything being discussed on anything, that Sidney Crosby's being kept in the loop. I mean, he's more than just the best player on the team. He is the franchise. And that doesn't mean he's going to get to handpick the next head coach, or that he even would want to if there is, or that he would demand that Mike Sullivan stay if he stays. But there's no chance there's no chance Sidney Crosby isn't being kept in the loop about anything that may or may not be going on with the Penguins or guarding staff, teammates, anything. Like, you know, they kept him in the loop with regards to Kyle Dubas. He's that guy here. There is no more influential athlete in the league or in this city than Sidney Crosby. So he's going to be kept in the loop for everything. Rob, but he's going to sign.
Rob Rossi.
That's not a factor.
Penguins insider over at The Athletic and former great high school player slash coach. I'm going to put the coach.
Hardly. He was basically like the Bill Russell of football in that way.
The
player
Pete Rose,
coach. Yeah, he wasn't exactly.
On Seton LaSalle to beat them.
I was so good at football, guys, that I became a hockey writer. What's that tell you?
Fair.
All right, Rob. I've got nothing.
Great stuff. We'll talk again soon.
Bye, Rob.
All right.